God's intention was not to provide codes and secrets, but rather to explain things and to show things clearly. And I'll offer you one piece of evidence, the languages that God chose. Hebrew is really a simple language when you take a look at all the others that were in the Mideast and Near East at the time. For example, God could have chosen Egyptian or Akkadian or something very challenging. Instead, he chose this relatively straightforward, relatively simple language. The big winner on this particular competition for simple languages is the New Testament, and it's Greek. And it's funny because it's Greek for dummies. When Alexander the Great conquered that area, it was a fairly complex language, Greek was. You about had to be born to it to be able to speak it. The Greek of Alexander's day was sort of diluted and dumbed down to the point that you might be born to one language and I to another, but we both would know enough of this simple Greek that we could get by. And this is the Greek God chose to communicate the New Testament. It's really the language of the common man. It's the language of the uneducated. It's the language of the ordinary person. And these are the languages, Hebrew and common Greek, that God chose to communicate his word. So right off the bat, God is interested in communicating.